This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State officials say there are many more cases of coronavirus in rural and southern Colorado than what test results show. Mike Willis of the Colorado Emergency Operations Center says spread of the virus in places like La Vita, Trinidad, and Walsenburg far exceeds the number of tests in those communities.
It's very safe to assume that there is substantially more cases in rural Colorado than are currently being reported.
He says that's why even rural Coloradans should practice social distancing and self-isolate if they're feeling sick. Willis says health officials and people will better understand the spread of the virus in those communities when mass testing ramps up. That's something Governor Polis said that the state is working on implementing soon. City of Boulder and Pitkin County are the latest to join several cities and counties in issuing shelter-in-place or stay-at-home orders in response to COVID-19 outbreak. Denver's order went into effect a little more than half an hour ago. The Sentinel reports Aurora is preparing to issue one as well. Officials in San Juan and Larimer County say they will also issue orders if the public doesn't adhere to safe distancing guidelines. Olympic hopefuls from Colorado are disappointed, but understand that the Tokyo Games had to be postponed. Annie Coons of Wheat Ridge was a favorite to qualify for track and field's heptathlon. She told Colorado Matters the delay hurts.
Because we thought we were so close, only a few months away from what we've been preparing for our whole lives, especially the last 4 years. So it's hard, but just trying to stay positive and try to focus on what I can control right now.
Officials say the games will likely be played next summer. At midnight, Loveland Ski Area will be the latest Colorado resort to close to uphill traffic. Many of the state's best-known ski areas have already banned uphill users, including Vail and Breckenridge. Coming up, authorities fear what could happen if coronavirus spreads inside prisons and jails in Colorado. CPR's Justice reporter Allison Sherry joins us in 10 minutes to discuss how officials are addressing the issue. That story, again, will be in 10 minutes here on CPR News. 62 in Denver, 45 in Vail. This is CPR News.